Park. Joining is the Ministry of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. Maria, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Can you start us off by just giving us a description of what a typical day would look like at Parish Kitchen?
Yes, we serve lunch every day from 11:30 to 1:30, and we're located on the corner of Pike and Russell Street. So our guests come and line up. Our dining room seats about 40 people, so people can come and get out of the cold. We have heaters outside in our courtyard, and some people come and start to line up around 11 o'clock. And we typically feed about 150 people a day.
Wow.
So people will come and eat, and they'll move on. So our primary goal is to feed lunch, but we also help with hygiene items and socks and different. We're doing a sleeping bag drive right now. So different items like that.
Well, there's a lot that goes on there and plays into a larger mission. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Our mission is comes from Matthew 25, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I assure you that as long as you did this for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me." And that is our mission, and that's what we strive to do every day, is that we treat our guests with the dignity and respect and try to see Christ in them.
Well, who are your guests? Who do you serve?
We serve anybody who is in need of a meal. So often there's a misperception that we just feed people who are homeless, but we do. Several of our guests are homeless, but really anybody who's hungry can come eat at Parish Kitchen. Some people just might need assistance with food, but have a place to live and a job and different, you know, other means, but their money is tight and they need help with a meal. So anyone's welcome to eat here.
And is it delicious food?
It is delicious food. We have a warm meal, a main dish. We have fruit, vegetable, bread, and desserts. And a lot of our bread's donated from, most of it comes from Panera, but also Chick-fil-A and Bob Evans. We get biscuits from them. And a lot of homemade desserts. We get really good desserts in here.
Yeah, well, it sounds awesome. And not to mention the fact that it's served by people who really want to be there to serve. Wonderful people who volunteer at Parish Kitchen.
Absolutely. We have the best volunteers. Just great volunteers.
Can you share, I'm sure there are any number of stories that you can share about folks that come to Parish Kitchen. Are there any that stand out to you?
Yeah, there, one in particular, a man named Bob, he was a guest who came every day, and he just, very intelligent. Graduated top of his class, but had a hard time. He fell off of a ladder or something, that he was started on painkillers and had an addiction, problems with addiction, and kind of lost all contact with family and friends. But he really was embraced here at Parish Kitchen and just a big part of the community. And he had some medical problems, and his leg was basically deteriorating, and we did have to eventually turn him away, which might sound mean, but we really wanted him to get the medical attention he needed. His leg was basically rotting, and the smell was awful, and he did eventually get the medical attention he needed, and our volunteers just went above and beyond to visit him in the hospital, and to one of our volunteers recovered his clothing because he got evicted from his apartment while he was. But the care and concern that the volunteers show our guests, and that the guests show to us as well, is just unlike anything I've ever seen. It's absolutely amazing.
I was going to ask, you know, in terms of volunteering, what kind of opportunities are there for people?
So people volunteer in many different ways. We have 3 full-time paid staff, so we use volunteers in a number of different ways. Volunteers cook for us. They cook the main meal the night before, and then we heat it up the next day. And then we volunteer about 7 a day who come and help during the lunch hours. And volunteers also, we have a volunteer here now helping us with maintenance work, and he slices the Panera bread for us, and just all kinds of opportunities. Volunteers collect hygiene items, and you name it, they do it. We had a young volunteer student who, he volunteered here once, and he set out to collect 100 socks for Parish Kitchen. And he collected over 500 pairs for us.
That's awesome.
So it is. We just serve lots of volunteers.
Well, and other than volunteering, what are some ways that others can help support Parish Kitchen? I mean, you mentioned there's a sleeping bag drive going on right now.
Yeah. So we are collecting new sleeping bags and twin-size blankets. And once we receive enough, we'll pass them out to all of our guests. So everybody gets one. And so that's a big way that people can support the kitchen. And then obviously we always need prayers. So if we already feel the love and support of the community, but prayer is a big way people can support us. And if people would like to give financially, we are almost 80% of our funding comes from private donations from individuals. So people are already giving, but I just wanted to stress how important that is. Just it sustains us, the monetary donations.
Sure. So if listeners are interested, this is, of course, a time of year when people are feeling extra generous. So I know that you could use it, particularly this time of year as well, when they have so many needy people that need so many good things, including good meals in this cold time of year, warm meals in a cold time of year, Maria. If listeners want to donate or find out more information about Parish Kitchen and volunteer opportunities, how can they find that?
They can go to parishkitchen.org or email me at parishkitchen@fuse.net. Or our phone number here is 859-581-7745.
All right. That'll be linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Maria Meyer, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you very much. All right. It's...